Hello and welcome to the latest Business Spotlight. I've got Tracy Cooper with me from Lucia Victoria Interior Designs. Welcome to the podcast, Tracy. It's good to have
Hi.
You.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And I understand you've just come back from holiday, so all credit to be ready for this.
Yeah.
So Tracy, tell us a little bit about your business, what it does.
I'm an interior designer. I design residential homes. I also design property development. I've done a few hotels, but most of it is residential. I can go all over, but mostly it's in Kent. And it's just a passion that I have, and I just love going to work and coming to work every day.
Well, that's a fantastic answer. So how did you take your passion and begin to turn it into a business?
Well, it was a dream, first of all. And then I put my mind to study in, went to different design centres to study, like Chelsea Harbour. There's another one in Bath that I went to. And that took me a good couple of years. But at the end of the day, I also think it's a gift. I think it's a gift that you have that you can put into practice. And if you are good at your gift, if you have a gift, then you should expand on it to make it work. And then it should always work because, like I say, you're good at what you do. So,
yeah, I understand that. What I like about your response is that you recognised that, you know, with your gift, still needed to develop and do some training. How did the business side of things come together? Did you have business experience before you set your business up?
I used to work for myself, but totally not into the interiors. It was something else. But I decided that my children were quite small, so I was going to start with the internet. So I started selling furniture online. Did really well, sold around the world. In my first year, I did fantastically, got excellent delivery company. And then as time went on, I kind of thought, well, now let's exceed this and get my name out there a little bit more into the high street, my local high street. So I started with a very small shop. That did really well. From there, I progressed to a bigger shop, and now I'm in a much bigger shop. Sometimes I wish I wasn't, but I am. So I am where I am now. But I love, like I say, I love what I do. Yeah. I've expanded very slowly. I don't work on the internet so much anymore, selling furniture. It's much harder than it was 12 years ago. Before, in 12 years ago, you didn't have Amazon, you didn't have Wayfair and all the others. So I like to produce my clients different things that aren't with Amazon and Wayfair and all the other kind of companies. But like I say, there's so much choice out there that now I'm trying to produce a website where it's more selective.
It sounds like you're quite a focused and driven person.
Yes, I try to be. And it's my baby. So when it's your baby, your children are grown up. So now this is my baby instead. So when this is your baby, you want to make the most of what you do. And also I'm based in the high street, so I'm not in a garage behind my computer where no one can see me. So if I mess up, then people come to the shop, they can come. Also in the village where I am in West Malling, everybody is kind of it's not clicky, but everybody knows one another. So if I do one house, their friends will go over and I know who they are. So I need to, they go, Tracy's done this for me, or Lucia Victoria. But I need to make sure that I'm happy with everything I do. So I have to put all my effort into producing excellent work for everybody.
Okay, that's really interesting to hear. If you could go back, Tracy, how important do you think it is to be able to make mistakes in business?
Very important, because you need to learn from them. If you don't make mistakes, you don't learn from anything. It's just general life, isn't it? We're all human at the end of the day. We're not robots, but my mistakes probably I wouldn't say there is, to be honest, there isn't loads of mistakes that I've made. Business wise, I'm not an all-rounder. If I was an all-rounder, then life would be so much easier. But design wise, I try my best not to make too many mistakes. Color wise and things like that, definitely not. But yeah, I would say to myself, it would be good to be an all-rounder if you could, but.
And what do you mean by an all-rounder? Give me an example.
Well, an all-rounder is if you was good at financial, right. Business, you knew social media.
Yeah.
I mean, I do all those. I have to do all those. But I'm not as savvy on social media as the next 23-year-old, say one of my daughters. She's amazing. So, but yeah, I'm happy with what I do, and. Yeah, it suffice for how I work.
Yeah,
but if I knew a little bit more, but I do go on courses.
Okay.
But it's just trying to understand how it all works.
Yeah, you see, I think it was a great thought thinker called Michael Gerber who talked about the three hats that a business owner wears. There's the technician. And you've already described that you don't like making mistakes as the technician, as the person that does the designs. That's really, really important to you. I understand that. There's the manager who's effectively running the business. So there's that version of you. And then and you've discussed about not being an all-rounder there. And then there's the entrepreneur who is thinking about where the business is going to go. Have you got a clear sort of path for where you want to take Lucia Victoria? Or is that developing as sort of events develop around you?
I think that develops as events happen. Every day happens. Every day is a new day. But I am very busy with just producing ideas for my residential clients. So by the end of the day, that's gone. But I do think every day, what can I do to make things... how can I make the business work even better? And I do put those into action. But yeah, they might be a bit slower than normal when you're running a shop, trying to produce presentations to people, and then also thinking in the background how you can present the company and make it its best. It all takes its time and all has a tick list.
And I want to finish by asking you a question, hypothetical question in a sense. And imagine that you were talking to a young interior designer that's thinking of setting up their own business, hopefully not in Westmorland or anywhere close to you, and is asking you for advice. What advice would you give them?
Well, when I once a year or twice a year, I have the work experience girls and guys working for me for the week.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, if you have a dream, you can always follow it. Obviously, you have to go to school and you have to make the best of school, because learning is earning at the end of the day. And if you have a job that you enjoy going to, then it doesn't become a job. It becomes a way of life. And we've all got a long time at work, but everybody can manifest and make something come alive.
Tracy, that sounds like a really positive note in which to draw a line under this. Thank you ever so much for coming along and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you.